Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We begin at 6:30, and our children are singing tonight. We have two different children's clubs that meet on Wednesday night. The little ones, 4 and 5, 6-year-olds, and then the 7-year-olds on up, and two separate groups, and they'll both be singing for us this evening in the service. We look forward to that always, and then in a couple weeks, they'll take their break for the summer, and we'll all be together on Wednesday night. I think it's a great mistake we make in our churches when we divide up the family every single service. I think children need to be in church. I think children need to learn to sit in church. They need to learn how to listen in church. You have them out for fun and games and things to eat from little on up, every service, all the way through teenage years sometimes. Then they get older and they want to, it's time to go to church, and oh, this is boring. Oh, I don't like this. Where do we eat? What do we do? Well, see, we make a great mistake. And plus, we preach family, and then they come to church and we split them all up. So throughout the summer, all of us come together in the auditorium for the midweek service and the Bible study, and it's good. Good for children to learn to sit in church. And I want them to hear their pastor and to know their pastor. And I want to be able to minister to them. So we look forward to that this evening, and I'm going to be talking, I think, about hope. Hope in the Bible, you know, is different than our hope today. Hope today is, you know, cross our fingers, carry a rabbit's foot, things like this. No. That's not the way hope is defined in the Bible. And so we'll look at that tonight and talk about that subject of hope. And we look forward to our service together. That's tonight at 6:30. And of course, we're only 10 days away from our Community Food and Fun Fest. That's coming up on Saturday, May 20, and it's going to be from noon to 3 p.m. right here at the church, 2758 Home Road. There's carnival games. There's hot dogs. There's Mexican food. There's Greek food. There is popcorn and snow cones and cotton candy, and everything is free. Wonderful carnival games and to play, prizes to win, face painting. Bring the kids out. Bring the grandkids out. Bring them out. Enjoy the afternoon with us and enjoy a time. And you can leave your money at home. No money needed. Everything's free. We invite you out to be our guest on Saturday, May 20. All right. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, let's go to Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11. And just a verse to share with you here, verse number 8, where the Bible says, "And the people went about and gathered it," that's talking about the manna, "and they ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it, and the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil." Now, the Bible says in verse 7 that manna was as a coriander seed, and the color thereof is the color of bdellium. All right? So it was a wafer-like thing that God gave to them to eat as they were in the wilderness. And so the children of Israel had this manna. You know, by the way, the manna is likened to the Word of God. It's interesting, the parallels. You know, the Bible's an amazing book. I was thinking the other day, I've been here at this church now 17 and a half years. That would mean, I was trying to calculate it the other day, how many messages they would have heard. I think the people here in this church would have heard at least 2,600 to 2,700 messages from the Word of God that I've preached. Now, that doesn't count 5 radio broadcasts a week for, let's see, the past 11 years. This May marks 11 years now on the radio for Words to Encourage. And so, I don't know what that would all add up to, but it's thousands of messages. What other book could attract people like that? What other book could we preach on and teach on 3,000, 4,000 times and never exhaust its supply? The same book, Sunday after Sunday, and daily on the radio, year after year, and yet it's always fresh. That's like the manna. It's always fresh. And by the way, the preacher's responsibility is to always bring you fresh oil, fresh from the Word of God, fresh bread, as it were. I like things fresh. I love fresh homemade bread, don't you? I love my vegetables to be fresh. I love my chocolate chip cookies to be fresh. I like cinnamon rolls to be fresh. We all like fresh things, and we want to keep it fresh. And they found ways to keep that manna fresh. It was sweet. It's a word literally came from glucose, which means sweet. And the Word of God ought to be sweet and fresh to us. Now, there's several things that I want you to think about with me today that we ought to keep fresh in our life. Number one is our rejoicing. The Bible says we ought to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I had somebody text me not long ago, a church member, and she said she heard a preacher on the radio say, "Let's get our praise on. Let's get our praise on." And I said, "Well, I'm not opposed to that. But the truth is, we ought to always have our praise on. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." We ought to always be praising the Lord. God's people ought to rejoice. I mean, you ought to get up in the morning and say, "Blessed be the Lord. It's another day. This is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it." Whether it's sunshine or rain, whether it's blue sky or cloudy, I'm living in still in a free country. I can go where I want and do what I want and carry my Bible, and I have a church to come to, and I have a Bible that can be my guide. The Bible's my book. The Holy Spirit is my guide. Heaven is my home. And listen, I'm going to praise him. David, I understand what he said when he said, "I will yet praise him more and more." I praised him when I was young, but I don't want to praise him less as I grow older. I want to praise him more. I'm not going to calm down. It's not going to wear off. Don't worry about it, my friend. I'm going to continue to praise the Lord, not only publicly, but privately as well. Would you take time to praise the Lord? Would you take time to just count your blessings? I mean, are you saved? Do you have the Bible? The Holy Spirit indwell you. He's given you life. He's given you eternal life. He's given you, I praise the Lord and rejoice for a helpmeet and a wonderful wife he's given to me, our children, our grandchildren. We have our health. We have a home. We have a car. We have two cars. We have clothes to wear. We have food to eat. We have friends who love us. I have a ministry. I get to serve God with my life. Praise the Lord. What have I got to be upset about? What have I got to be mully-grubbing about? Oh, I mean to tell you, folks may come and visit us, and you can visit us here at Bible Baptist Church, and you may not agree with us, but you have to admit we mean it. I remember years ago, a preacher was saying he had a judge in town who was Jewish, and he came to hear him preach every Sunday morning. And finally asked the judge, he says, "Judge, why do you come? Because I know you don't believe what I preach." And the judge said, "No, I don't believe what you preach." He said, "Well, then why do you come?" He said, "Because I know you believe what you preach." Well, that makes a difference, doesn't it? I mean, we come together, and yes, we laugh, and yes, we rejoice, and yes, we can forget our burdens and our heartaches for a while, and we rejoice in the Word of God and rejoice in singing the songs of God. God's been good to us, and it's fresh. And so we come rejoicing. I mean, you may come in and think, "Man, you're nuts, preacher, and you're these people are nuts." Yeah, but we're happy nuts, and we're rejoicing in the Lord. And we come with burdens and heartaches, and we come to the service, but you know what? We rejoice, and we laugh, and we receive the Word of God, and it's fresh to us again, and it's good. Let's keep our rejoicing fresh. Let's keep it fresh. And then it goes into what we said earlier, let the Word of God be fresh to you. The Bible says it tasted, this manna tasted to them as fresh oil. The Bible ought to be fresh oil to you every day. Fresh every day when you read it. When you read the Bible, let God speak to you. Let it be fresh every day. You say, "How much of the Bible should I read every day, preacher?" You read till God speaks to you. Read it the first thing every day. Maybe being at the last thing you read before you close your eyes at night. Make it fresh every time. My goal at Bible Baptist Church, my biggest compliment you can say is to say, "Pastor, I love the Word of God more since I came to this church." Maybe you're listening to the radio and say, "Pastor, I love the Word of God more since I hear you on the radio." I wish you could say, "I love the Lord more since I've been listening to the teaching and preaching." That's where, listen, our goal is to exalt Jesus Christ. Our goal is to exalt His Word. We're exalting the living Word and we're exalting the written Word. When you get the freshness of the Word of God when you come to church, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, the Word of God every single time. Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. The freshness of the word of God. The freshness of call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. The freshness of the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The freshness of blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The freshness of I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. The freshness of let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Oh, my friend, glory to God in the highest. I have a Bible. You have a Bible. We have the Word of God. Millions in this world do not have a copy of God's Word, and I do. I want it to be fresh every day. I want my rejoicing to be fresh. I want the Word of God to be fresh. I want the anointing to be fresh. David wrote in Psalm 92, verse 10, that I want to be anointed with fresh oil. That oil is the Holy Spirit of God, and we need that fresh anointing every day. Now, you have the Holy Spirit. In the Holy Spirit, you have all of the Holy Spirit you can have indwelling you. But he doesn't necessarily have all of you. The Bible says multiple times in the early chapters of Acts how they were filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the anointing of the Spirit of God for the work of God. We sing sometimes as an opener, our choir. Lord, send the old-time power, the Pentecostal power, thy floodgate of blessing on us throw open wide. Lord, send the power, the old-time power, that sinners be converted and thy name glorified. Oh, I tell you, let's pray for the power of God. My friend, I don't want to see what I can do. We don't want to see what man can do. I want to see what God can do. And that only happens when we pray and cry out to God and say, God, give me fresh oil. Give me a fresh anointing of the Spirit of God to do the work of God. Oh, get alone somewhere today, my friend. Get alone, just you and God, and ask him for a fresh anointing from him for the work of God. Then think about how good God's been to you and rejoice and clap your hands and then pick up your Bible and say, oh God, make the word fresh to me again. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Oh, that's what we need. Get the power of God. Get a fresh anointing from God. Fresh power, fresh blessings. More than in your head. Get it in your heart. Get it in your heart. Keep it fresh, my friend. Keep it sweet. Keep your rejoicing fresh. Keep the word fresh. Keep your anointing fresh. Let's keep it fresh, my friend. And every day with Jesus will be sweeter than the day before. And sinners will be converted. Others will see Jesus in us if we just learn to keep it fresh. Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage. I hope that'll be encouragement to you today. And we need the power of God to do the work of God. We pray each week as we go to the prison, and I ask God to help us to do his work in the way he'd want it to be done. And certainly wants it done in the power of the Spirit of God and not in the energy of the flesh. And I hope we'll serve him that way today. Let's keep it fresh, all right? All right, listen, I pray you have a great Wednesday. We'll see some of you in the church service tonight, and the rest of us will be back for the radio broadcast tomorrow. And Lord willing, tomorrow I want to talk a little bit about that little phrase in Hebrews that says, so much the more, so much the more. And so you join us tomorrow for the radio broadcast, all right? Well, until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.